coming up on episode number 359. Well, it's the return of the All Request Show on Sunday. Yes, I was out of town for the last couple days, but I'm back in time to do an All Request Show. Take your requests, your suggestions, the stuff that you told me you wanted to hear, and play it for everybody else. So, coming up on tonight's show, covers of Arlo Guthrie, Thin Lizzy, The Postal Service, and The Moody Blues, just to name a few, along with some trivia and a new sponsor. It's all coming up right now on Coverville.
The times are tough now, just getting tougher. Whole world is rough, it's just getting rougher. Cover me. Come on, baby, cover me. Well, I'm looking for.
Greetings from Coverville for a Sunday night. It is September 9th, 2007. My name is Brian Ibbett. Welcome to another edition of Coverville. Tonight, bringing you your requests, stuff you've emailed in or called in or typed on a telegraph machine and told me that you want to hear. And so I get to kind of take a step back and take it easy, which is just fine with me today, because for the last couple days I was in the mountains of Colorado. I don't camp very much, very often, maybe once once a year. And today was that once a year. Went out there for the Mile High Clam Bake, which is put on every year by the Mile High Clam and Lobster Club. You know, you wouldn't expect to find a clam and lobster club in the middle of the Rocky Mountains, in the middle of Colorado, which is a landlocked state. But they fly everything in. They have a bunch of people who used to live in the Northeast, in Maine, and so they fly in lobsters. They have a big steaming pit where they cook the lobsters with seaweed, and it was really, really cool. I'll put a picture up on the blog at some point and let you see what this is all about, because it's really, really cool. Anyway, did you tune in to listen to me talk about that? I don't think so. You tuned in to listen to music, and you probably tuned in to hear your requests. So this is one that I got from a lot of people. Louie, Robert, Travis, Niall. A bunch of people wrote in and said they wanted to hear this one, and it's been a while since it came out, and so I'm glad to finally be able to bring it to you. It's Chris Cornell from his brand new album Carry On, with a cover of, yes, the gloved one, Michael Jackson's Billie Jean. Here's Chris Cornell.
She was more like a beauty queen from a movie screen. Said don't mind, but what do you mean? I am the one who would dance on the floor and around. She says, I am the one who would dance on the floor and around. She said her name was Billie Jean, and she caused a scene, and every head turned with eyes that dream being the one who would dance on the floor and around. People always told me, be careful what you do. Don't go around breaking young girls' hearts. Mother always told me, be careful who you love. Careful what you do before the lie becomes the truth. Days and 40 nights, the law was on her side. Who could stand when she's in demand? Her schemes and her plans.
cause we danced on the floor and around. So take my strong advice and remember to always think twice. Do think twice. So told my baby that we danced till three. She looked at me, showed a photo. My baby cried, his eyes were like mine, cause we danced on the floor and around. People always told me, be careful what you do, don't go around breaking young girls' heart. Then she stood right by me, smelled happened much too soon, but she called me to a room. Yeah. Billie Jean is not my lover. She's just a girl who says that I am the one, but the kid is not my son.
These eyes before.
Absolutely beautiful voice. That is Lana Lane, who I'd never heard about until listener David from Manchester, UK let me know about her. She actually has a ton of covers, including an entire cover album. That doesn't come from the cover album. That comes from an album called Gemini, and it's a cover of the Moody Blues, Nights in White Satin. Lana was born in Concord and has been doing stuff as a solo artist. She's also helped out on a bunch of other albums. Her husband is Eric Norlander, and she's appeared on his album, as well as Rocket Scientists, Arion, and Ambion, and Love is an Illusion. No, I'm sorry, that was her first album. See? Crummy notes. Nights in White Satin there by Lana Lane from her 2006 album Gemini. She's got kind of an Ann Wilson voice to her, don't you think? Before that, you heard Chris Cornell, yeah, from Soundgarden, doing Billie Jean, Michael Jackson's Billie Jean, from his 2007 album Carry On. And that was requested by a multitude of people, so many that I just can't name them all right here. Another request I got, let's get to that one. This one comes from Norcross, Georgia. Bob suggested this one. It's a cover of We Will Become Silhouettes, and it's performed here by The Shins. The original was by The Postal Service, which you can find on their Such Great Heights EP. And you know what? I've completely put these in the wrong order. So let's change this around. We're going to hear We Will Become Silhouettes by The Shins, going out to Bob in Norcross, Georgia.
So I'm The legend lives on from the Chippewa on down of the big lake they called Gitche-Gumee. The lake, it is said, never gives up her dead when the skies of November turn gloomy. With a load of iron ore, 26,000 tons more than the Edmund Fitzgerald weighed empty. That good ship and crew was a bone to be chewed in the gales of November come early. The ship was the pride of the American side, coming back from some mill in Wisconsin. As big freighters go, it was bigger than most, with a crew and a captain well seasoned. Concluding some terms, a couple of steel firms, when it left fully loaded for Cleveland. And later that night, when the ship's bell rang, could it be the north wind they'd been feeling? Tattletale sound as a wave broke over the railing, and every man knew, as the captain did too, was the witch of November come stealing. The dawn came late, the breakfast had to wait, and the gales of November came slashing. When afternoon came, it was freezing rain in the face of a hurricane west wind. When supper time came, the old cook came on deck, saying, "Fellas, it's too rough to feed you." At 7 p.m., a main hatchway caved in. He said, "Fellas, it's been good to know you." The captain wired in, he had water coming in. Good ship and crew was in peril. And later that night, when the lights went out of sight, came the wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald. Searchers all say they'd have made Whitefish Bay. They'd put 15 more miles behind her. They might have split up, or they might have capsized. They may have broke deep, took water. All that remains is the faces and the names of the wives, the sons, the daughters. In the rooms of her ice water mansions, old Michigan steams like a young person's dreams. The islands and bays are for sportsmen. And farther below, Lake Ontario takes in what Lake Erie can send her. Iron boats go, as the mariners all know, with the gales of November. Remember her. a musty old hall in Detroit they prayed. At the Maritime Sailor's Cathedral, the church bell chimed till it rang 29 times for each man on the Edmund Fitzgerald. The legend lives on from the Chippewa on down of the big lake they call Gitche-Gumee. Lake Superior, it is said, never gives up her dead. When the gales of November come early.
Amazing. That's an absolutely emotionally charged version of Gordon Lightfoot's Wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald. It's a Canadian band called the Rio Statics covering Canadian artist Gordon Lightfoot. As a matter of fact, you'd be hard-pressed to find a more Canadian band than the Rio Statics. A lot of their other music deals with hockey, Saskatchewan, Canadian painters, and in addition to Gordon Lightfoot, they also do covers of Jane Siberry. And Siberry, yeah, that's right. And they are really popular, I'm sorry, not popular with, but they're loved by the band The Tragically Hip, which is Canada's top-selling band. That's the Rio Statics from their album Melville, which came out in 1991. That was a request. Slow down, Brian. That was a request by Derek from Portland, Oregon. Thank you so much for suggesting that one, Derek. That is an absolutely amazing song. And I don't know if I've ever really listened closely to the lyrics when I heard Gordon Lightfoot's version as much as I do when I hear this version right here. So look for it soon, most likely on Lyrics Undercover. Before that, We Will Become Silhouettes. And you'll find that on Such Great Heights. Now, the Postal Service released their single of Such Great Heights, and of course it includes their version of the song, but it also includes cover versions of Such Great Heights by Iron and Wine, as well as another cover of one of their songs, We Will Become Silhouettes, which you heard, by The Shins. So certainly one of the first instances I've seen of a band releasing a single with cover versions by other artists on that same single. Very slick. Nicely done, Postal Service. And that, like I said, that version was performed by The Shins. And there you go. Also, Kevin was another person, by the way, who requested The Wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald by Melville. I'm sorry, by the Rio Statics. Do I sound like I'm drunk here? Holy cow. Let's take a break from the music. Let me tell you about our sponsor. No better time to tell you about our sponsor than when I can't speak clearly. I'm really pleased to welcome back iPod Juice to Coverville. They were a sponsor a while back. I'm glad to have them back because they have a really cool product, and I stand behind it 100%. here's what they say. Did you know that every iPod battery will lose its ability to hold a charge after 12 to 18 months? And more than 30,000 people have successfully replaced the battery in their iPod with a kit from iPodJuice.com. Now, Apple just released a slew of new iPods. New Nanos, new iPod Touch, a revamped version of the Classic, as well as new colors for a lot of their iPods. And you're tempted to go out and get one of those because, right, you know, you've got this iPod, and this is me talking, this isn't scripted. You've got this iPod and it doesn't hold a charge. You know, you get maybe an hour's worth of play, which gets you onto the bus or onto the subway, and then for your ride home, you've got nothing. Well, rather than go out and spend all the money to get a brand new iPod, which, you know, you certainly can do. I'm looking at some of these and thinking, God, I want them too. Rather than do that, you could do this and get just a replacement battery and kind of refresh your iPod. They believe that they offer the best product when it comes to iPod battery replacements. Only iPodJuice.com has the eye opener, which is a big blue plastic tool that opens the iPod without scratching it. You don't want to scratch your iPod. Only iPodJuice has detailed instructions with color photographs to walk you through the process. Only iPodJuice has technicians standing by before, during, and after the sale to answer your questions. And only iPodJuice.com guarantees their iPod batteries for 10 years. On the blog, on coverville.com, you can see it for yourself in action. I've posted embedded a YouTube video where you can watch one of the iPodJuice.com technicians replacing the battery in a video iPod. And it'll help you decide, all right, this is something you could easily do yourself. And to top it all off, use the coupon code COVERME at checkout, and they'll give you free shipping. So it'll come right out to you without having to pay for any shipping. That's iPodJuice.com. Check them out. Check out coverville.com for that video. All right, let's get into this. Now, you know, I've talked a little bit about Twitterville, which is an experiment that I'm planning on doing Tuesday, where I take requests for Coverville via Twitter. So it'll be a kind of another all-request show this time around. There's going to be some weird technical stuff in there because, you know, I have to sound level the songs before I play them since I record the whole show live and don't do try not to do any editing after the fact. But make sure you check out twitter.com/coverville. Get a Twitter account. It's free. It's really easy. And then you can see what I'm doing and what all your other Twitter-enabled friends are doing if they have accounts. Speaking of Twitter, let's listen to this.
Hey, Brian Lockjaw here. You were tweeting the other night about a cover of Chocolate Rain by Thèse Vendée.
Yeah, there's a... if you haven't heard Chocolate Rain by Thèse Vendée, it's another YouTube video to check out. Be warned, that song will stick in your head like gum in carpet.
There is one. Check on YouTube. There is a nun who does an acoustic guitar cover of Chocolate Rain. And let me tell you, it's good. I mean, I don't know why, but the essence of the song really grabbed me when I watched that video. And it was just like, it was almost an epiphany for me. Check it out. Get on YouTube, search for Chocolate Rain, and you'll see the on there with her guitar.
You'll also, one that I found after I saw the one that Lockjaw recommended was a version by Trey Cool from Green Day that is absolutely hilarious. So look for that one as well.
oh, man. Fun time. Hey, just wanted to say, loved the acapella show. Especially the musically challenged from Aka podcast. I actually subscribed to them today, so I'm looking forward to listening to a few of those at work. Anyway, keep up the great, awesome work, buddy, and we'll talk to you later.
Thanks
Bye.
A lot, John. Appreciate it. Okay, back to the music. Let's get to another request. This one comes from Shane P. from Columbia, South Carolina. I was previously unaware, until I got this email, that Everclear did any other covers. I knew that they did a cover of Brown Eyed Girl, and I think that's okay. It, I don't know, takes a little bit of the innocence and charm, I think, that the original Van Morrison version had. But I really, really dig this cover. They do a cover of Thin Lizzy's Boys Are Back in Town. You'll find it on the soundtrack to the Kiss-inspired movie Detroit Rock City. Here's Everclear with The Boys Are Back in Town.
Hey Brian, this is Matt from the Double Dork Meter podcast. Love the show, you've been doing a great job. Last year I put in a request for a song. It was Beautiful Boy, I asked for that because of the birth of my son. But here we are, 1 year later, and I was wondering if I could request another song. Our family has a very strong tie with the song City of New Orleans. So I was wondering if you could find us a cool cover of City of New Orleans. Okay, well, thanks a lot, and keep on casting. All right, bye.
Riding on the city of New Orleans, Illinois Central, Monday morning rail. 15 cars and 15 restless riders. 3 conductors and 25 sacks of mail. All along the southbound, I see the train pulls out of Kentucky. Rolls along past house, farms and fields. And past the trains that have no names and freight yards full of old black men. Past the graveyards of them rusted automobiles. Good morning, America, how are you? I said, don't you know me? I'm your native son. I'm the train that called the city of New Orleans. And I'll be gone 500 miles before the day is done. Dealing cards with the old man in the club car. A penny a point, ain't no one keeping score. I pass a paper bag that holds that bottle. Hear the wheels grumbling underneath the floor. And the sons of Roman porters and the sons of engineers write their father's magic carpet made of steel. And the mothers with the babes asleep, they're rocking to the gentle beat. And the rhythm of those rails is all they. City of New Orleans, a changing cars in Memphis, Tennessee. A halfway home will be there by morning. Oh, with the Mississippi darkness rolling down to the sea. A passing people and the town seem to fade into a bad dream. A steel rail still hasn't heard the news. Up to sing songs again, and the passengers will please refrain. This train has got the disappearing railroad blues. Good morning, America, how are you? I said, don't you know me? I'm your native son. I'm the train that called the city of New Orleans, and I'll be gone 500 miles for the. Don't you know me? I'm a native son. I'm the train, the cow, the city of New Orleans. And I'll be gone 500 miles before the day is done. I'll be gone 500 miles before the day is done.
Out of Austin, Texas, that's a band called Back Porch Mary with their take on Arlo Guthrie's City of New Orleans. Playing that for Matt from the Double Dork Meter podcast. I decided to go with that version rather than the David Hasselhoff version. I think it was a little bit better. Before that, you heard The Boys Are Back in Town, performed by Everclear from the 1999 soundtrack to the movie Detroit Rock City. One of the few non-Kiss covers on that album, I believe. And yeah, of course, the original is performed by Thin Lizzy. Tina is with me in the Coverville studios. How are you, Tina?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm good.
Great.
Yes. Coming down for some trivia.
I am.
Yes, we have a from the Better in the Dark podcast, Thomas Deja has sent in number two version of the Coverville Song Ladder. But before we get to that, anything you want to say?
Nope.
Okay. Let's get right into it.
Okay.
Here's the Coverville Song Ladder 2.
Hey there, Brian and Tina. This is Tom DJ, and this is another song ladder that's Better in the Dark. Okay, this song ladder is a little different from the one I did last time. Once again, I've created a sound collage composed of six songs, and you have to name the artist represented within. But unlike the last one, the thing unifying them is not a song, but something movie-related. So name the artists, and name what ties them together. One more note, the last rung of this ladder is a duet. While it's the female singer that's significant to the song ladder's key, the male singer ties into the theme as well. If you know how he does tie in, you get an extra special 00 coolness designation. Okay, ready?
Ready.
Let's begin.
Well, I was talking last night. I need a entertaining.
Oh, yes. All right, do you know who that was?
No.
Okay. That is Paul McCartney and Wings, one of the great comic book references in a song, Magneto and Titanium Man, by Paul McCartney and Wings.
Okay.
I love that song. All right, continuing on.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. With
what?
With the name of the song? Uh-huh.
Oh, wait, no. The sun doesn't shine on
the
TV.
The sun always shines
always
on
shines
TV.
On TV. Mm-hmm. Okay.
All right.
There's murder.
Oh, Duran Duran.
Very good. And the song?
I forgot. I'm trying to run through my head. I'm not getting there fast enough. What is it?
It's Wild Boys.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know.
That's Lulu with To Sir With Love.
Okay. That garbage?
Yeah, but I don't know the song. Yeah. I think that's from the new album because I don't recognize it as something from the first three albums, which I listen to constantly.
I know.
Okay.
You're a big fan.
Okay.
All right. So ooh, that was I definitely recognize Tina Turner's voice in there.
Yeah.
Can we listen to that again? Let's see if I can jump. I'll jump back a little.
David Bowie.
Yeah, it does sound like David.
It kind of does.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. So, what do they all have in common? And it's kind of a movie thing. You know, I should have been writing these down. So, Aha, Sun Always Shines on TV, Wild
Wings.
Boys by Duran Duran, Wings, Magneto and Titanium Man.
Lulu.
Lulu to Sir With Love.
Did you say Duran Duran?
Yeah. Now, Duran Duran the name came from Barbarella. She was the villain of Barbarella.
Uh-huh.
Lulu's kind of the villain of Charlie Brown. Magneto and Titanium Man are enemies of the X-Men and Iron Man.
And see, when I think of Tina Turner, I think of...
Master Blaster Run Bada Town.
What?
You don't think of the Road Warrior?
Yeah, I do. I think of Mad Max. I think, yeah, Beyond Thunderdome.
Right. Madam, what was her name? Madam, I can't remember her name.
I don't remember.
What was some of the other ones in there? Now, what would David Bowie's connection be? Was he, I guess the answer is comic strip villains or comic book villains? No, Barbarella wasn't a comic book villain.
It wasn't. Maybe it's just villains.
Maybe
movie
villains. What is Aha, the Sun Always Shines on TV?
I have no idea.
Huh. Because I know in Take on Me, he did a whole thing on Altered States.
Right.
But that wasn't take on me.
Yeah.
All right, let's see what we got here.
Okay, got the answers?
No.
Of course Maybe. You do. You're not one to be shaken or stirred by a difficult problem.
Oh, hold on a second.
Oh, no.
Hold on a second, of course. Duran Duran did View to a Kill. Aha did The Living Daylights. Lulu did... okay, hold on a sec. Let's start.
James
Bond
themes.
Theme songs. Yes. Or theme song performers. Tina Turner did... Which one did she do? She did...
was it Octopussy?
No. No, that was All Time High by Rita Coolidge.
Oh.
She did one of the most more recent ones, Goldeneye. I think Goldeneye, maybe?
That might have been it.
Yeah. Okay, so these are all performers of James Bond theme songs. And now I can't remember who some of the other ones were. Oh, Wings, of course. Live and Let Die, Paul McCartney and Wings.
Uh-huh.
So, okay, there we go.
Okay, let's
David Bowie's connection. All right, so what's David Bowie's connection? I can't think of it.
Has he dated a lot of the Bond girls? I don't know.
I don't know. Yeah, that's
He hasn't done a song. Has he done a cameo appearance?
That's what I was just trying to remember. If he's appeared in a James Bond movie, and I can't think of any. Okay, well, let's see what we got here.
And as you probably guessed by my not-so-subtle clues, all these artists have a connection to the James Bond series.
Yep, thanks for your clues.
Paul McCartney and Wings composed what some people think is the seminal Bond theme in Live and Let Die. Aha wrote the theme for the debut entry for my favorite Bond, Timothy Dalton, in The Living Daylights. Duran Duran has the biggest-selling Bond theme for The Craptacular, from A View to a Kill. Lulu warbled the brassy theme for The Man with the Golden Gun.
Oh, Man with the Golden Gun. That's
Garbage
right.
penned probably the most classically Bondian song of the Brosnan era with The World Is Not Enough.
Yep.
Like that
And
one.
Tina Turner sang over U2's beats for the theme to GoldenEye. As for that bonus question,
got that right.
The male singer is, of course, David Bowie. And while Bowie never wrote a Bond theme, he was offered the part of Max Zorin in From a View to a Kill. Only to turn it down when he learned that, well, Sting had turned it down previously. Well, that's it for the song ladder. Please check out the podcast I do with Derek Ferguson, Better in the Dark, at betterinthedark.podomatic.com. Until next time, this has been DJ, Tom DJ, saying, go see that movie!
Sorry, I mispronounced your name. I think I said Deja. It's DJ, Tom's DJ. Very cool, and thank you for that clue, which kind of put it over the top. Those of you who are shaking your fist at me for thinking that Lulu was Charlie Brown's villain. Well, she does that football thing to him every time, you know.
Lulu, though.
Oh, not
Lucy.
Lucy, yeah. All right, well, there you go. Why don't I just end
That's
the show?
That's why it didn't seem quite right, but.
No. See, Lucy was, you know, Lucy Van Pelt, but then there was this evil version of Lucy named Lulu. Who
oh,
did.
Yeah,
and it was
yeah.
later revealed that she was Lucy's evil twin. Yeah, all right.
Okay. See you later.
Yeah. All right. If you want to poke fun at me via email or audio or however you want to do it, please do. You can do it by emailing me at coverville@gmail.com. You can call the request line at 206-222-COVER or post a message on the weblog or in the forums at www.coverville.com.
I will be very surprised if Lynn from Jawbone Radio doesn't comment.
Yeah, I think Lulu. Yeah, okay, bring it on, Len. Jeez. All right, we'll be back on Tuesday night with Twitterville. Make sure to sign up for Twitter. I'm going to try and do it at about 6 o'clock Mountain Time, which is 5 o'clock Pacific, or 6 o'clock Mountain, 7 o'clock Central, 8 o'clock Eastern. And I'll be looking for your requests via Twitter. Make sure you send them to me, and we'll take it from there.
You doing this when? Tuesday?
Tuesday.
Okay.
All right. You going to be there, too?
I have no idea. I just want to know when I should be having dinner.
Okay.
Ready, you know?
Very nice. Wow.
Yeah.
Who says you're going to cook? Maybe I'm going to cook.
Go for it.
Maybe I'm going to order pizza. You don't know with me.
That's
it's always
true.
A mystery.
Yeah, I don't want pizza that day.
Okay, fine. Coverville is a proud member of the Backbeat Media Podcast Network, and bandwidth for Coverville was provided by Cachefly, C-A-C-H-E, FlyCashFly.com. We'll see you on Tuesday night for Twitterville. Until then, this is Brian Abbott saying that just about covers it for tonight. Thanks for listening. We'll catch you next time.